receiving the taking the refuge tomorrow, I also need to explain further that in Buddhism, you have, during Ashoka's time, Ashoka is a great king in India, about 3rd century BC. During Ashoka's time, there was a record of 18 schools of Buddhism. But I have been trying to find the names, but somehow the set of the names are not exactly, how to say, match. It depends on, like, they named the school after the place, suppose here in the Kalpatong, or they named the school according to the name of the teacher. So here would be Dhammananda. But actually Dhammananda and Kalpatong is the same school. So it is quite confusing, because one set you have different names, and this 18 sets you have different names. So we still have to locate whether this name is the name of the place or the name of the teacher, like that. But anyhow, these 18 schools, by the time I did my study, we have to be thankful of the attitude of the Chinese. The Chinese record everything that they have. So I studied the Padimok. Padimok is a set of rules that we follow. They have recorded 6 schools. This can be found in that Tripitaka. So we have to be grateful to them, because, you know, in Theravada, they record only Theravada. They don't care about anything else. But in Chinese, the attitude of the Chinese, the attitude of Mahayana is very broad, very open. So they recorded at least 6 schools. That's why I could do the comparative study of the Bhikkhuni Padimok of the 6 schools. Why not more? That's because in the Tripitaka, in the Chinese Tripitaka, that's all they have. So I studied that. So, yes, I was going to say that during Ashoka's time, we have record of 18 schools. But now, in the present day, the major schools that is present, and they do have sanghas. One is Theravada. We belong to Theravada. Theravada sometimes is called the Southern School. The Southern School, this is according to the location. The Mahayana is called the Northern School, because from Kashmir, from Kashmira, they spread up northward, you know, to Tibet, to China, to Korea, to Japan, like that. But the Southern School, starting from Sri Lanka and spread to the Southeast Asian countries. So we are the Southern School. We belong to Theravada. Theravada, the word Thera meaning senior monks. It started at the time of the First Council. At the First Council, it is agreed upon. The First Council happened only 3 months after the Buddha passing away. It has been agreed upon by the senior monks who came together that whatever that has been handed down from the Buddha, the teaching of the Buddha, we will keep it intact. Nothing is removed from this, and nothing, no new teaching is added. That's what they say. But in reality, it is not quite so. Like Council of Elders is not from the First Council. It is added much later on in Thailand only. But they are the one who actually handle the Thai Sangha. Just to give you an example. But they always believe that they represent the original teaching. And one good thing about Theravada, they preserve the teaching in Pali. In Pali. Now, Pali has no script of its own. Very interesting. Pali is preserved in Thai script, in Devanagari script in India, in Burmese script, you know. So Pali is that language which preserved the teaching of the Buddha. Okay? And it is used in all Southeast Asian countries. The good thing about it is that when we come together, we can still recite the same verses, the same sutra. Of course, the pronunciation may be different, you know, but still you know that, oh, this is what they are chanting, this, they are chanting this verse, they are chanting this verse, you know. But Mahayana, Mahayana means, Mahayana is a, Yana is vehicle, Maha is big, the big vehicle, and they usually would call Theravada Hinayana. Hinayana means small vehicle, because they believe that Theravada teach each one of us to be enlightened individually, alone, whereas Mahayana talk about coming together, helping each other towards this enlightenment. So they compare themselves to the big vehicle that they can put more people on the boat, on the ship, whereas Theravada, Hinayana, small vehicle, only one person, you know. But in the year 2500 Buddhist era, that is how many years ago, 67 years ago, it has been agreed upon that don't call us Hinayana, don't call us the small vehicle. We are Theravada. We are Theravada. We are the one who follow the decision of the Thera from the first council. So, but still in the old textbook, you know, you can still read about this Hinayana. Then within Mahayana, within this great vehicle, you have Tibetan Buddhism. Tibetan Buddhism came to be known to us only 1959, when His Holiness Dalai Lama the 14th escaped from China out to, escaped from Tibet out to India. And that's when the outside world start knowing about this branch of Buddhism, which is called Tibetan Buddhism, Vajrayana or Tibetan Buddhism. Okay, so we have at least three schools. Mahayana follow the Vinaya of Dharmagupta. Theravada follow Vinaya of Theravada. And Vajrayana follow the Vinaya of Mula Sarvastivada. Okay, so the set of Vinaya is different. For this reason, the ordination cannot be handed down from Mahayana to Theravada, because they follow different sets of Vinaya. Different sets of Vinaya, different sets of Padamokha also. So at least you understand that when tomorrow you will be pronouncing yourself, taking refuge in Buddhism, you know that you would belong to this tradition, you know, this Theravada. Okay? And the pronouncement, you know, Loki would be teaching you the pronouncement of asking to take refuge is in Pali. Pali, the old language. Luckily, it is Romanized. Pali is Romanized, and you can find text which is Romanized everywhere, I think. It's accessible, easily accessible. And the Tripitaka, you can also read the Tripitaka in Romanized Pali. If you really want to study the old, how to say, the original Pali words, you know. Sometimes when it is translated, often it is mistranslated. I don't know whether they intentionally or unintentionally, but just to give you an example, the one that we recite about Kodami Wattu, about Venerable Mahapajapati asking for ordination. The key word is women can be enlightened. Women can be enlightened, but it is translated into Thai as women ought to be enlightened. You know, so the meaning is already shifted. So when we check the Pali word, you know, that is should not be translated like that. I'm not a Pali scholar, but at least I know this word. I checked from dictionary, you know. It's very important to know that women can be enlightened, not ought to, you know. Among us, I think Lopi Chong will be coming in these few days, you know. She is She was from our place also, but now she moved to Wat Pak Mai Lai. She studied Pali, and she has already appeared for the exam of the highest one, Pali 9. And I think she will pass. She passed through examination every year. So the senior monk across from us, he really supported her. And you know, even to sit for exam, in the beginning we were not allowed in the Konpathum. He sent her to Ratpuri, the next province, and that's when she started sitting for exam. Grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, like that. She passed through every year, and this year, the final year, grade 9, I think she also will be successful. So at least among us Bhikkhunis, we do have Bhikkhunis who have access to Pali, and I think that she can help us in you know, checking some words that we are not very sure. So tomorrow you will be pronouncing Pali. I take refuge in the Buddha, I take refuge in the Dharma, I take refuge in the Sangha. And because you belong to Theravada, that's why you have to make pronouncement in Pali. Okay, now you understand. If you go back to your country, you will find that the picture that you sent to me, the people on the right, she's from Germany, she's from Hamburg University. She's teaching there. So you will find they are Tibetan. They belong to Tibetan lineage. The robe they wear is dark maroon, and they wear short sleeve inside. So you could see from the dress they wear. And the Chinese, they would be wearing sometimes black, sometimes gray, but sometimes also brown color in Mahayana, Chinese Mahayana. The Korean would be wearing gray. So you know that there are many schools in Buddhism, right now about 3, and we belong to Theravada. You will be belonging to Theravada, and at least you get the concept. Okay. So tomorrow, I hope you are prepared. And I hear that you are afraid of Nama now. Tomorrow I will settle the issue. I will allow you to feed her with your hand so that she can smell you to know that you are afraid. If you are afraid, you know, dogs sense that you are afraid, and they will be giving you moderation. But Manau is very clever dog. Once when you get to know her, she's okay. Okay? So we should overcome. We should